first off, this is the first time we've spoken to you since you won the Player of the Month award, the historic occasion for a tight end. Give us your thoughts on that.
You know, whenever I heard it, it's awesome. Obviously, you know, it was a great month for me and for this offense. You know, just for us as a team, and you know, I'm just honored.
It's crazy. I mean, not only you got the most catches and yards as a tight end, but you're second place behind a receiver right now. I mean, that's pretty impressive numbers there, that you're up with big time receivers in the league. I know you're one of the best, you're the best tight end or one of the best, but it's got to be something strong in your name that you're up there with the best receivers in the league also.
Yeah, I mean, it is the first quarter of the season, and so you know, you really only have kind of four games to go off of. I guess it would mean a lot more if it's, you know, like week 16, but you know, I mean, it's, I've definitely been blessed these first four games, and you know, Sean's been looking for my matchup quite a bit, and you know, I've had a lot of one-on-one matchups, and you know, Drew's you know, he's really trusted me these first four games to, you know, where if he thinks I have one or two guys on me, you know, he still throws it up, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to get it.
Jim, you ever sit in film session, like the catchy, the touchdown, we get three guys around you. You ever watch somebody and be like, damn, that's a damn good catch I just made right there. Do you ever sit back for a second and just enjoy for a second that you're like, man, that was an impressive catch I just made there?
Well, for me, you know, it was kind of a short week, so really the first thing that I saw was all the low lights, you know, and all the notes on, you know, next time catch it once instead of twice. So for me, it's a, you know, it's just constant growth right now. Me just kind of analyzing myself and you know, how I can, you know, keep getting better and helping this team.
What do you anticipate out of Chicago's defense?
As always, you know, every week I think teams definitely play us a little different, and teams definitely look to game plan against you know, certain players. And but you know, I mean, we know that we're going to get a lot of zone, you know, just kind of in the field, and then kind of more near the red zone to be man to man, and so, you know, really just have to be ready to make a play, and know these guys are going to get their hands on me, you know, and try to bum me off the line and kind of disrupt my route. So you know, I just gotta be aware and you know, make sure that time is right for Drew.
Teams haven't been leaving you one-on-one more than usual this year. I feel like maybe Arizona you were, but I mean, have you been seeing a lot of the same attempts to cover you that you saw last year and even 2 years ago?
Definitely, you know, especially last game. I would say the first half, you know, they really looked to take me out of the game and you know, to double me, especially when I split out. But you know, fortunately, you know, this team's so talented that really doesn't matter. You know, you know, that left Sproles one-on-one, and you know, we all saw what he did. So if teams look to take me out or to double me or do whatever they want to me, you know, Drew's gonna find the open guy. And you know, fortunately, I've been the open guy quite a bit those first four games, and you know, just that's just how it fell, and you know, hopefully, it keep continuing to be that way.
You don't always have to be the open guy. Apparently.
Well, yeah. Open, you know, Drew's term of open is very loose. You know, he says, you know, he says, hey, I saw you there open. And, you know, I'm like, all right, man, just throw it and I'll get it. And, you know, that's just how he is. You know, he's got a lot of trust in me, you know, especially after this offseason, me and him getting a lot of work in. I would say he has more trust in me than he ever has. And, you know, obviously that's awesome.